Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. A sacrifice or a choice? Sacrifice is not a word we use much these days, is it? When was the last time you used it or thought about it in terms of your own life? When was the last time you sacrificed anything for anybody? Come to think about it, there's only one sport, as far as I know, where the term is actually used. You know which sport that is? You can almost hear a sportscaster announcing it. And there it goes, a long fly ball to left. It's an easy out. But the man on third tags up and trots home. A sacrifice fly. What a great idea. You're out, but you help someone else score a run. Baseball is the one of a few sports where you lose, but the team still gains. Do you remember the way comedian George Carlin spells it out in his routine about the contrast between the hardness of football and the softness of baseball? He says, "In football, you tackle. In baseball, you catch flies. In football, you punt. In baseball, you bunt. Football is played on the gridiron. Baseball is played on a field. In football, you score. In baseball, you go home. In football, you kill. In baseball, you sacrifice." Baseball may be the only sport where you actually can hear this word. It's one of the few places anywhere that you hear it in a self-centered, take care of yourself, don't worry about anybody else society. In contrast to football, sacrifice may sound like a sign of weakness, but I hardly think of any of the major league players as weak. Baseball's one thing, life is quite another. Who sacrifices anything anymore in a time like ours? Who really denies themselves and takes up crosses anymore? Actual sacrifice can lead to bitterness, especially when you thought you were trusting God's plan for your life. And suddenly you realize that you have to sacrifice all your greatest hopes and dreams as burnt offerings on the high altar of the providence of God. That is what Jesus did on the altar of the cross. Sacrifice. People ask me what sacrifices I've made. I always answer, "I've made no sacrifices. I've made choices." What sacrifices, what choices are you making this Lent?